3 incredible points once again, and the race is very much on at the top of the table, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, big win for us today, that considering the disruption we had as well, with Gary going off, Andy Taylor pulling his calf, and obviously Ben coming off with it, you know, he's damaged his knee ligaments. So we take everything in consideration and come to a team who are fighting for the lives. That is one hell of a victory for us today.
It was very much a game of a team that were fighting for the lives in the first half. You had just about the better of it without creating many opportunities, but the second half took the opportunities when they came.
Yeah, I mean, they matched us up, went man for man all over the pitch, so it was always going to be a bit of a war of attrition. And, you know, I said at half time, the quote I've used a bit, you know, Gary Neville saying about Chelsea will win the Premiership because they can win all types of games, and I said that's what we've got to show today, boys, because I can't see it being pretty. It was windy, it was bubbly, and they just went man for man and stepped on us, and credit to them, they made it difficult for us, but you've just got to stay in those games and grind out results, and that's what we've done today.
Obviously you took the words right out of my mouth pretty much, because it was a very different game to the wins that you've had in the last few, and showing your adaptability once more. It'll go you a long way, that, won't it?
Well, you look at it, and you know, we've just scored 3 fours on our travels, and teams aren't going to give you the freedom of the park to play, and I think that's what we saw today, that they give us a lot of respect and changed their shape from how they've been playing. They caught us a little bit by surprise, but we dealt with it well. We dealt with it really well, and the lads stuck at their jobs, and you know, considering we had a tough game Tuesday as well, and they've had 8 days to prepare for this game, I thought that was a massive victory for us.
The dampener, of course, is the injuries to 3 key players. Yeah. Can you tell us any more about those?
I mean, you know, Andrew and Ben looked the most serious. I think we just got Gaz off in time before we made it any worse. But yeah, you know, listen, when you go in games back to back and there's so much on them, so much effort being given, you always run the risk of getting injuries, and that's why I didn't start Spiro today, because I was a little bit concerned with him. And yeah, Pratt's was a 50-50 call, I've got to be honest with you, right to this morning. But you know, once again, you know, his athleticism was just incredible, because you know, we were worried about him after Tuesday, but he was so determined to play. So yeah, we've picked up a few injuries, but we'll patch everybody up, and we'll move on to next week.
I guess the positive is that you now have a full week rather than a game in between to get them patched up.
Yeah, well, we said the lads before that, you know, it's going to be a long week if we don't get the result or the performance we're looking for. You know, let's make sure we can enjoy this week now, and we certainly can. You know, we go into it in good form, 4 away wins on the bounce, and it's something we needed to do if we're going to be up there, because obviously it got the stage where we had a lot more away games than home games, and you know, we've got those 4. We've still got some more challenges ahead of us. We know that we're not getting too carried away, but today was a huge win.
You've never lacked belief, Phil, but obviously you really closing in now on Sheffield United, aren't you? And they might be, you know, feeling a bit hot under the collar.
Well, I mean, we've got to look at that as well. We've got to look above us and behind us, and you know, Sheffield United going to Oldham on that terrible pitch today, I felt that would be a difficult game for them, because you know, it is adapting the conditions. So yeah, that's good for us, but you know, it's now just about us regrouping, starting to look at our next opponents, getting the training schedule right, the ones who need rest getting the rest, the ones who train and picking a team which we feel can go and get the result next week.
Most of your remaining games are away from home. Is that a problem? Does that cross your mind that, you know, that might be a problem? I'm not saying it should be, but, you know, would you prefer it to be different?
Well, obviously, I think you always want your games at home, but like I've just said, that we've shown the resilience required in the last 4 games, and we've got to keep that there. You know, we spoke to the lads, you know, before about that, that, you know, the qualities of the Fleetwood game, and we've took it into this game today, so very, very pleased. And you know, we just enjoy the journey back now, and take a deep breath, and get ready for the next one.